It was a publicity stunt that kick-started an unlikely political career.
It really was just, you know, a bit of fun and a bit of a laugh, and I didn't have any interest in local politics at the time.
11 years ago, Hartlepool picked the man in the monkey suit as its first directly elected mayor.
Did you know his name, Stuart Drummond?
No, I didn't.
So you voted for him and you didn't even know he was called Stuart Drummond?
No, but I knew there was a man behind the mask.
His election win created headlines across the world.
Places like Australia, New Zealand, America. I even got asked to fly across to San Francisco to go on the Jay Leno show, but they wanted me to wear the mascot outfit, so I said, no, you're all right.
And this weekend, Stuart Drummond will leave the post after voters decided to scrap the system. He says it's the end of a political chapter that began in unusual circumstances. I am just a monkey, man. I'm glad
you are a monkey. I originally wanted to stand in the general election in 2000. Peter Mandelson was our MP at the time, and he's also the honorary president of the football club, so the chairman didn't want to upset him. I went to the chairman and said, look, how about Angus standing for mayor? And he said, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I said, well, can you lend us the £500 deposit then? And he'll easily get it back, no problem. I had my fingers crossed behind my back at the time. Certainly generated, got people out voting who've never voted before.
And vote they did. The man dubbed the Monkey Mayor narrowly beat his Labour rival by just over 800 votes to secure the £53,000-a-year job. Some cheered the result as a victory for the underdog. Others, including the town's MP, Peter Mandelson, said it made a mockery of politics. You know he ain't no Monkey Mayor. The following day, Mayor Drummond faced the world's press and revealed his days as Angus were over.
I've said all along, I've been using Angus purely for promotional purposes. I haven't had one of the big parties behind me, and I don't want to be seen as making a mockery of the town by still being the monkey. I want everyone to know I'm very serious about this job.
Despite the critics, Hartlepool's new mayor set to work, launching Operation Clean Sweep, a programme aiming to spruce up areas of the town. 3 years later, he was re-elected with a 10,000 majority.
That showed me that people both understood what they were voting for, and it was a bit of a reassurance that I must have been doing something right over the three previous years.
An historic third election win followed 4 years later. The mayor's third term focused on creating what he called the biggest party Hartlepool has ever seen, the 2010 Tall Ships Festival.
We're expecting anything up to 1 million visitors over the course of the next 4 days. It's going to be a huge boost to the local economy in these difficult times. We've got to show the world what a great place Hartlepool is.
Organisers said it would cost £4.5 million to host and expected it to turn a profit, but it made a loss of more than £700,000. What should have been the mayor's greatest achievement brought with it the most criticism.
We had a choice. We could go for an all-singing, all-dancing, bells and whistles event, or we could do something on a smaller scale. And, well, it was my view, look, this isn't going to happen every year. Let's really make it something special. And that's what we did.
More recently, the mayor was attacked for agreeing to a £10,000 pay rise for a former chief executive, despite the council making millions of pounds worth of cuts. He was also criticised for sacking six Labour cabinet members when they failed to support their own budget proposals.
There's a lot of difficult decisions to be made, and I need a team around me who's going to take those decisions.
And from Monday, local decisions will now be made by a series of committees made up of local councillors. And the outgoing mayor, Stuart Drummond, says it's been an honour to spend more than a decade in the role.
Might sound corny, but it's been much more of a job. It has been my life, you know, because you're always that mayor. So that'll be quite nice, actually, getting a bit of my own privacy back. But I will stop being mayor, but I won't stop caring about the town and about its people.